Chapter 16. Specialized Services. Going back in time prior to the creation of NIB, agencies serving people who are blind sprang up in major cities in Alabama, Illinois, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. Started largely through the efforts of volunteers, these organizations had many different purposes, ranging from serving as a home, school, social center, or work program. As these agencies grew and became successful, more were established in other communities across the United States. There was a common prevailing theme that people who are blind benefit the most when separate categorical services are available, and over time, many agencies evolved into comprehensive social service agencies, specializing in providing a broad range of educational, rehabilitation, employment, and other support services for people who are blind. Extensive fundraising occurs at many agencies to support the delivery of these much-needed services. In many NIB-associated agencies, low-vision clinics are common because about 90% of people who are legally blind have some residual vision. Low-vision specialists help clients make the most of their residual sight. As a result, everyday tasks at home, at school, or in the workplace are much easier. The demand for low-vision services is anticipated to increase in the years ahead, with aging baby boomers eventually needing services. Some of the other common services offered by NIB-associated agencies include orientation and mobility, braille literacy, assistive technology, computer classes, skills of independent living for personal and home maintenance, as well as personal adjustment to the loss of vision. Services differ at each agency, and recipients include children who are encouraged to explore their surroundings to develop sensory awareness and space concepts, searching skills, and independent movement. Adolescents benefit by developing appropriate social skills and building confidence. Pre-vocational training and career counseling give teens the opportunity to make informed choices regarding their vocational goals, the type and location of training they seek, and the assistive technology they may need for success in school and eventually in employment. Support programs for veterans are becoming more common in the NIB family, but the largest emerging population of people who are blind are older Americans. With vision loss among seniors expected to more than double in the next two decades, many NIB-associated agencies are continuing to expand their offerings to meet the increased need for these services in the years ahead. Today, NIB-associated agencies offer rehabilitation and other specialized services to more than 160,000 persons who are blind each year. Despite the differences in services, they share a common focus with NIB, empowering people who are blind to lead full and productive lives through diverse career choices available within their organizations or their communities. These services, coupled with NIB's Business Leaders Program, Contract Management Support Program, Quality Work Environment Initiatives, and other learning and development opportunities available through NIB, have made a difference. They have enabled people who are blind to master the most skilled positions available, resulting in the high achievers landing supervisory, management, and executive positions in NIB and its associated agencies, as well as succeeding in comparable positions in the private sector. Generation after generation, NIB and its associated agencies remain unparalleled in this respect, as there is no corresponding expertise in any other group of organizations in the United States.